This Fan Run podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
DraftKings Sportsbook is not only my favorite sportsbook, but it's America's top-rated sportsbook. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code FANRUN in all caps when you sign up to turn $1 into $100 in free credits. Bet on the basketball team of your choice to win their next game, and if they do, you will claim $100 in free credits. That's promo code FANRUN in all caps for a limited time and only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Tennessee only. Wager paid out in site credits. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line. 1-800-889-9789.
Now from the studios of Fox Sports Knoxville, this is 3 and Out with Nate Hodges, Houston Kress, and Davey Hudson. The show that...
Yep, that's what I thought.
Fan Run Radio.
Today we are here to move volunteer athletics forward to greatness. It is my sincere honor and privilege to welcome Dr. Danny White to the great University of Tennessee.
Really excited to be here. So proud to step into this unbelievable opportunity. I've never worked at the big brand place until now, and I actually like the fact that the brand needs to be polished a little bit. Let's build some positive momentum. If you're upset or you're negative, text your buddy. Don't put it on social media.
No. You were doing fine. You had been courteous and you had established trust. And now this ham-handed segue, it won't do.
Dance. Of the people that we hire, a head coach that I can trust unequivocally. We obviously have some work to do on our football program, as the Chancellor mentioned, from a leadership standpoint and, candidly, a competitive standpoint.
We can dance if we want to. We can leave your friends behind. Because your friends don't dance, and if they don't dance, well, they're no friends of mine. See, we can go where we want to, place where they will never find. And we can act like we come from out of this world, leave the real one far behind. We can dance. We can dress real neat from our hearts to our feet and surprise them with a victory cry. Say, we can act if we want to.
Welcome into the Fan Run studios of Fox Sports Knoxville. It is 3 and Out Wednesday edition of the program. Alongside Houston Kress, I'm Nate Hodges. We got Davey Hudson. We got Adam Hickman.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Good to see you.
Good to be here.
Good to be anywhere.
I don't know about anywhere.
All right.
Glad I'm here. This is good.
Did you enjoy your day off? Kick back by the pool?
No. I didn't.
Uh-huh. Margarita in one hand.
I wish.
Transistor radio in the other. Just living the dream.
Transistor radio?
Yeah. Okay. What, you're not a radio guy? I thought you were a radio guy.
I like to get away from radio once, if it's actually a vacation.
So, you didn't listen to anything yesterday? Because you took a little vacation. It's good.
It wasn't a vacation. I didn't feel well.
Vacation doesn't matter if you feel well or not. It's just a vacation day.
Okay, whatever. No, I didn't listen to anything.
Mm-hmm.
Adam said you were a stick in the mud.
I don't know where that is coming from.
Said you didn't really pull your optimistic weight.
No. If anything, I was more optimistic. I don't like putting expectations on this baseball team now that they're headed to Omaha.
Yeah, I mean,
Hickman's like, I'll be very disappointed if we don't play four games. It's like, whoa.
Yeah, I don't think he means very disappointed about the season.
Yeah, that's what he said.
He just means about the trip to Omaha.
Yeah.
Oh, you didn't even listen and you're taking his side? Like, what are you doing?
I can read the tea leaves.
And this is all kind of
weird. Kid can't even read.
Coming from the guy who says Josh Heupel's going to go 8-4 in year one.
Look, can walk that back at any time before the season starts. Isn't that, we haven't given our official predictions. I'm just saying.
I'm not walking anything back.
Well, you didn't really do anything other than say, my expectation is we put, you didn't make a prediction. You just said, I'm going to be mad if we don't play four games.
I said, we'll play. I said, I expect us to play for the national championship.
Okay. No pressure, Tony. Hickman will be mad.
I think the problem is you've had to do sports talk radio in this town with some of the worst.
In this country.
With some of the worst football this program has ever played. So when he says, I'll be very disappointed if we don't whatever, you take that to mean that he's making this huge global statement about it's all a failure, fire the coach, burn it all down, because usually that's the mode we're in for football. I think he's just talking about in the moment, he'll be very disappointed.
We could lose 20-0 in back-to-back games. Anyone who says fire Tony V, meet me at the Space Needle.
Well, obviously, that's my point.
I mean, if we lose the first two games and get killed, I'll be very disappointed. I'll lose sleep. But at the same time, it was a hell of a season. Nobody expected us to be there.
He's just talking about just the College World Series. Not the full body of work, as they say.
What do you think about Peyton being on board?
I'm definitely blaming him if things go south.
Yeah.
Especially if they go south right out of the gate, like Adam's talking about. If we go 2-done, it's all Peyton's fault. I mean, it can't be Tony V's fault. You seen what that guy's done when Peyton's not around?
Is this the ultimate test? Or is this like the perfect way to end the curse because it's Omaha?
It depends on if he's there. Is he going to be there? If he's there, then that's a real. This is just a video made a week ahead of time.
Yeah, yeah.
So it might be fine.
Omaha.
Did y'all talk about the odds yesterday?
No, because they weren't updated at the time.
Oh, they weren't there.
Mm-mm. David Sexton tweets in and says, "If we don't play for the Natty, I'll be very disappointed, but I won't be mad." That's fair.
We talked about the odds.
The updated ones.
Mm-hmm.
Where we're second.
Yes.
Okay. I couldn't remember. If
2 days ago, we were waiting for the Monday games.
That's what it was. That's what it was.
Mm-hmm.
Second best odds. According to the odds makers, it's Vandy, Tennessee for all the marbles. I mean, I'd take it. I'd take it right now. No questions asked. Give me 3-game series against Vanderbilt for the whole kit and caboodle. Also, wouldn't mind if they got knocked off ahead of time.
Yeah.
Just, you know.
Be fine.
They got some pretty good pitchers. 2, to be exact. 2 really good pitchers.
Yeah.
And that base-stealing dude who just gave us all kinds of fits up here.
Fits. But was Pavloni, what was his deal then? Or was that a different series I'm thinking about? But wasn't Pavloni out?
I thought he was out for the Arkansas series.
Yeah, it was the Arkansas series where he took that fastball off the hand, I guess, and kind of missed some time. Or did he miss time, or did he just play banged up?
No, he missed time.
No, what's his face played?
Jackson Greer.
Catcher.
The big guy with a shaved head. Very intimidating. But Pav, honestly, he's been pretty good since he got back. He said, you know, he's got the hand taped up. He said it's forced him to be a more patient batter.
Mm.
Popped that one over the fence Sunday. Jeez. For only like his, what, like 7th home run of the season or something like that? I'll take it.
Vanderbilt does have a tough one out of the gate. Arizona.
Yeah.
They can hit.
Stanford's good too, man. Like, Stanford's really good. I know they don't have them out of the gate, but if they end up facing Stanford, they got some good pitchers.
I think that's probably the tougher side.
Oh, absolutely.
Ours isn't easy. I mean, if you got to pick one of the other 7 teams playing the first round, we got that team, so that's good.
Yes, Davey had it yesterday that Virginia has the lowest odds of any team in the World Series to win the national championship.
I mean, they were a 3 seed. I mean, technically, Duke, to the committee, is better than Virginia. That's why I would be disappointed if we lose the first.
Okay. They got here. Obviously, like, they're good if they got here.
You can still be disappointed if you lose a game. I'm just saying, like, this is a great opportunity.
All right. Did you see the report from the Tennessean this morning that there will not be a bonus for Tony Vitello unless Tennessee wins the national championship?
I saw that headline. I didn't dive into it. Why not?
I believe it has something to do with the contract amendment due to COVID-19.
What?
Tony agreed to take the 10% pay cut, and like a lot of other coaches on campus,
unlike
except the
football staff.
They also agreed to forego any bonuses, and apparently his is with the exception of the national championship, which would get him a 32% bonus totaling $96,000.
They'll bonus him in the extension, right? That's coming up.
I would certainly hope so.
Yeah.
Yes.
I think that'll be mitigated. Wouldn't worry about it too much.
Still a pretty nice chunk of change if you win the whole thing. $96K.
I'm kind of with Adam. Tennessee's got a great shot.
No, we definitely do.
This isn't one of the, like, we're not like the Virginia team where it's just like, I mean, they're probably just happy. I mean, happy they got there.
Happy to be here.
Not expecting anything.
They kind of remind me a little bit of the LSU team. Historically great. Had a decent season. I mean, they had a little bit of a better season than LSU, but we're still going to end it. We're going to end it for them.
Are we going to end it? So we're going to play them twice?
Well, we're going
to. Our bracket.
We're going to have a hand in helping end it.
Gotcha. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That makes sense.
Do we like to get in the 2 o'clock game, or would you have preferred the 7?
I don't mind the 2. I didn't necessarily want to wait around that long, and we get a little bit more rest heading into the next day.
Yeah, I was trying to look at the entire schedule. Like, and because it – I feel like when I first started watching the College World Series a long time ago, the schedule was even tighter. The way they used to do it. So it was more taxing on your pitching. But now, depending on how the games go, I mean, you can pretty much keep your guys on a, you know, you don't really run out of pitching unless, you know, you are fighting out of the losers kind of part of your bracket. But then,
yeah, let's not do that.
But even then, I mean, by the time you get to the final best of three, sometimes it kind of just depends on how your games have gone with your bullpen and how you've used your starters and stuff. But, you know, Tennessee goes Sunday at 2 against Virginia, and then either way, they're playing Tuesday. So I guess it doesn't really necessarily help your starting pitching that much, having the day off, but it really helps the bullpen.
Yeah.
You know, it really would have helped Arkansas if they'd have gotten there. They could have used Kevin Cobbs like every single game. That's a shame.
It really is.
It really is a shame.
For him.
Yeah.
And just him.
Yeah.
But for everybody else, calling the Hogs.
But anyway, Sunday.
No love lost.
Tuesday. And then it's Sunday, Tuesday, Thursday, only if you've lost a game.
Mm-hmm.
So theoretically, Tennessee could go. What we want them to do is win Sunday, win Tuesday, and they don't play again until Friday. And if you win Friday, you just reset.
Sit back and wait until Monday.
Reset your starters and you roll them out 1, 2, 3, only if needed, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Now, if you lose a game, you got to go Sunday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, and then maybe Saturday. Or I guess if you've lost the game, you got to go Saturday to get there.
That's so then you turn around and have to go Monday.
Tuesday, Wednesday. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, don't do that. Just take care of business, man.
Yeah.
We've done it once. Just do it again.
I mean, I've thought Texas is a team to kind of worry about on our half, but I don't know. I mean, we looked at their schedule 2 days ago.
Yep. Just leave it on. Don't worry about it.
They lost to a bunch of SEC teams early in the
year. All of them, right? Or did they beat they had a weird, like, mid-season.
They had this preseason tournament, and they lost, like, 3 games SEC teams. But then they beat some other ones, I think, some one-offs. So it's, I don't know. Like you said, everybody got there.
They lost 8-3 to Mississippi State, 4-0 to Arkansas, 8-1 to Ole Miss. Then they had a weird March series where they hosted South Carolina, well, whatever, and they swept them. And I believe, oh, they played a one-off game to Texas A&M, lost that game 2-0. Texas A&M, not good. There you go, yeah.
All right.
And then in the Big 12 championship, they lost to West Virginia 5-1, beat Oklahoma 4-1, beat West Virginia 3-2, and then lost to Oklahoma State 5-4. And I don't think that Oklahoma State game, I know it wasn't the championship. They didn't even make it to their championship. Which is one of the reasons I was a little bit surprised that they got the seed line over us.
Yeah, I mean, Tennessee didn't play Mississippi State or Ole Miss during the regular season, though, right?
Well, we played Mississippi State once in the SEC tournament. Yeah, run ruled them.
They're in our half of the bracket. It's Tennessee, Virginia at 2, then Texas, Mississippi State at 7. Those are Eastern times. If you see 1 and 6 somewhere in a bracket or something, those are Omaha time.
Did we like you like the Peyton Omaha video? You were good with it? Just checking.
I mean, it was corny, but it was corny by design, which is different.
Right,
than
which
when
is what
maybe,
you had to do that.
Yeah.
I thought. It's like, just cheese it up.
It's when they're cheesy, when they try to be cool, that's when I like when
cringe
Danny
factor
White
goes up.
Talks, or Josh Heupel talks right to the camera. About,
but he's trying to be.
Being all tough and positive.
Yeah, trying
and
to be
stuff.
Serious. Yeah.
Well,
speaking of,
we just typically make fun of ourselves all the time here.
Right. You know? Yes. It's much easier that way.
Right.
Speaking of football, Malachi Wideman no longer part of Tennessee's program. Not going to lie, man. Had a kind of high hopes for this one. Had some.
Are we allowed to be disappointed by this news?
Really?
Is that okay with you?
Really?
Just asking. Questions.
Really, like, really? That's the question you're asking? That's where you really want to go with this?
4-star, .9489, 6'4", Malachi Wideman.
Later.
Yeah, this one hurts.
I mean, does it?
Yeah.
The guy had like one catch last year. I don't know that I'm ready to say, like, oh man, it's like we lost Justin Hunter here. You know, I did make that comparison body style wise. But
I mean, his 24/7 evaluator said he was projects as a second to third rounder down the road.
Well, bud, you got to go to class. I don't know what to tell you.
Is that the problem?
That's what I hear. Didn't want to go to class.
Well,
rules are rules. Sorry. Man, it's like a serious one, too. Like, not like indefinitely suspended, but like removed from the online roster.
Oh.
Quickly.
Well, they're updating that bad boy a lot faster than they used to.
I'll take it.
Man.
The descriptive phrase is him not handling his business is why he's not here. Read between the lines.
Mm-hmm.
You're there to be in school. So. So that was good news yesterday on Optimism Tuesday.
Mm-hmm. But it broke after the show, you said, sort of.
Yeah,
so,
yeah, yeah. There was some chatter about it, but it wasn't
good for
anything
weeping
official.
It's good for Weeping Wednesday.
Mm. Thanks, Nate. That's good.
Yeah, no, we needed wide receivers that were going to.
But if he's not going to be eligible, just let him roll, man.
Come out of nowhere and be awesome in this offense.
We also said you need to trim the guys who aren't going to be helping you out. You got to get rid of the bad eggs. I'm not saying he's a bad egg, but if you're not going to class, he's not setting a good example.
Kind of are.
Regardless, I think wide receiver is going to be one of our strengths next year. I think we'll have a pretty respectable 1-2 punch. Felix Jones, Hyatt, whichever one of those guys wants to be number one, number
yeah,
two.
Yeah, I mean,
they
it'd
can
be
just
nice to have another
flip
outside
a coin.
Guy.
Did you say Felix Jones?
Velus.
Oh, Velus.
Velus.
You think I said Felix?
It didn't sound like any player I'd ever heard on this roster.
No.
I'll just put it that way.
I mean, Velus. It doesn't matter. He's a stud at football.
Now we know. Let's see.
I mean,
here.
He's more of a slot guy. We kind of just lost our other guy over there. We could have had Jalen Hyatt. He's fast, long, and everything. Velus or Velus in the slot.
I'm not worried.
And Malachi Wideman could have been your.
I have the Titans for football now. It's all good.
Throw it up, guy.
We still have a job to do, bud.
I'll continue to do it. There's just no emotional investment.
Who called all the balls in the spring game? Was that Jack Jancic?
Yeah.
Just put him out there.
Yeah. Nate, I don't know if you're aware of this. Brett tweeted this in. Texas does lead the country in team ERA. 2.89. Tennessee comes in eighth at 3.42. Any thoughts?
Well, I mean, I think Tennessee's going to have to win kind of both ways if they want to go deep, make the championship. I think you're going to have games where starting pitching for both teams are really good. You see that a lot in the College World Series. You have these grinded out kind of 4-3 games.
In team batting average, Texas is 78th at 281. Tennessee 79th at 280. Surprised?
I knew Tennessee's average wasn't great.
Mm-mm.
I knew they just kind of find a way to score when they need to and win games.
Tennessee is fourth nationally in home runs with 98. Dallas Baptist is up by 3 in that category over Tennessee.
Well, they're done.
Old Dominion up 7. Arkansas up 11.
So we're number one. No teams left.
LSU is behind us. Mercer, Wake Forest, Texas Tech, Kansas State, and NC State is tied for ninth. They're the next. They have 89 on the year.
Wonder if the park playing bigger in a way actually helps Tennessee, because Tennessee hits more home runs, like bigger home runs.
Mm-hmm.
So when our guys really catch one, like it'll actually be a home run. When some of these other guys hit one that might have been a home run in their place or even at another park.
No shot.
We still catch it. How do you feel about our outfielders and their range? Because that's more of a – I feel like Gilbert has really good range. I don't know.
I feel like they all do.
I don't know about Beck. I feel like Russell's pretty fast.
Yeah, Russell, I mean,
Russell's
if there's a ball
fast
down that left field line, he's going to find a way to somehow get to it.
Beck's good. He's rangy. It's just, is he going to catch it or is he going to pop it up over the fence or let it go between his legs?
Listeners were saying how they noticed when they'd watch the other super regionals how far it seemed like the outfielders were from the infield, some of the parks, compared to Lindsey Nelson.
I don't know. We had our guys backed up quite a bit.
Yep.
But LSU's a home run hitting team also.
Mm.
Texas on the year, only 63 home runs in 62 games, ranks 51st nationally. Tennessee has 36 more home runs on the season than Texas. That's something. I don't know why we're spending so much time talking about Texas. I guess I got a little distracted.
I mean, they're the second favorite, but we don't want to
look past Virginia.
Nah, that's not on us.
Well, I mean, that is our first game, though.
Right. Well, it's midweek, so we got to kind of look at everything, and then we'll kind of zero in on the Cavaliers.
Did you watch any of that Virginia game Monday?
Mm-mm.
When you were on vacation?
I was here Monday.
Right, but your vacation started because you were off the rest of the day and then yesterday.
No, I didn't.
Okay. You didn't see their grand slam in the seventh to take the lead?
Nope.
Mm.
I heard about it.
It's pretty neat.
Didn't watch it.
I might be crazy. I cannot find Virginia on the season home run list.
They don't hit any.
I would say they have hit at least one.
Zero.
I just watched it and told you about it, remember?
Uh-huh.
That literally just happened.
They prefer to play a small ball, very strategic team.
They really might. I mean, I'm not even kidding right now.
Bunts work just as good.
Hmm.
Virginia Tech, not Virginia. This is This is baffling to me.
We'll let you work on it. Come back with more. Stick with us right here. Talk a little college World Series
they?
On.
Have they hit
out.
Any?
We'll get the phone calls as well. Stick with us on 3 and Out. Welcome back. 3 and Out rolls on. Hour number one, Wednesday edition of the program. I looked up the Texas field dimensions. They're pretty. They're just average. 400 to center. They got a 340 down one side, which is a little long. 325 mm-hmm. down the right field line, which is just slightly longer than Tennessee's. But I noticed one thing that was weird about Texas's field. You know, we got the turf, right? We
yes.
turfed everything except the mound. Texas, same type of setup, but their turf is a different picture. Like, they have the fake dirt turf in just little boxes around first base, second base, and third base instead of the entire fake dirt infield like we have.
Interesting.
And I think it makes the field look bigger because it's all green from, you know, once the fake grass turf stuff starts all the way out. It looks like the old Astrodome or really any old AstroTurf stadium where they would have just the pockets of dirt for the three bases and home plate instead of it being all connected. Tennessee's looks all connected like a traditional dirt infield. It was annoying to me. Did not like it. Tennessee's looks way better. And, of course, you know, we got the grass lines and the TriStar out in the center.
Mm.
It's a good look. All right, let's go to the phones.
Oh, I see what you're saying now.
Yeah.
Very weird.
I guess they wanted to make it look kind of old Astrodome-esque.
Hmm.
Let's go to Matt on the phone lines. What's up, Matt? You're on 3 and Out.
What's up, guys?
Morning, bud.
It's going to be a good weekend of sports. U.S. Open and Tennessee baseball, man. I don't think you can beat it.
Yeah, I wish we'd gotten the Saturday game, but I'll wait around for Sunday. At least we got the early game. More time to watch golf on the Friday, Saturday.
Yeah. How much further is the field over here in Omaha? Is it 10 feet from side to side?
It's like 10 to 15. Been
all
over.
You just hear everybody's just talking about how, even on ESPN, SEC Network, they're just saying this Tennessee team's going to have problems hitting homers and going to have to adapt and change their style of play and stuff. And then based on what you guys were saying a second ago, I mean, I don't remember. Most of the home runs we hit seemed like they were 30 foot past the wall on Saturday.
Yeah, it's kind of weird, Matt. Like, down the lines, it's 15 feet further. But normally if we hit one down the lines, it's gone. And it's actually shorter to left center and right center. It's only 375. We're at 385.
It's not really shorter, though. It's just Tennessee measures their power alleys, like, way out towards center field because the way the shape of the field is.
I'm just saying, I mean, it's where the wall is. It's 375.
Mm-hmm. It's more about the numbers, too. Like, and I don't know if that – could there be some weird statistical stuff? Like, when teams get to Omaha, they're facing – I mean, you would assume they're facing the best pitching they've seen all year, right? So I think a lot of times these announcers look at the home run stats in Omaha and try and compare those to the home run stats for the season. Well, obviously, I mean, these kids get to play against a lot weaker pitching as they go through their season schedule. However, I will say they've been comparing the home run stats to the new TD Ameritrade Stadium with the old Rosenblatt Stadium, and there used to be a ton more home runs in the old stadium, but the wind used to blow out there sometimes, and they used to have different bats if you go far enough back when, you know, teams were winning 14-12 every game. So it's – I don't know. I don't think it's – it'll play bigger than Lindsey Nelson. I don't think it's like – I don't think it means like, oh, Tennessee can't win. The ballpark's 15 more feet. You know, that's too much. You play well, you win. You play like crap, you lose. I mean, it's pretty simple.
Yeah, at this point.
I mean, it'll help our pitchers, you know. I mean, our pitchers have had to pitch in Lindsey Nelson. against other teams.
Well, that's what was so funny, is everyone was, oh, Tennessee gets all this benefit because they don't play in a good – it's like, wait a minute. What did I say our team ERA was? Did we not lead the SEC or second in the SEC behind Vanderbilt maybe? So, yeah, I'm not worried about that.
I mean, both teams playing the same part.
Like, right,
right. It's not like we get to hit Lindsey Nelson. Everybody else has got to play and, you know, hit in a different park when we play teams.
That was just funny. Everyone's like, oh, that's why they hit so many home runs. And it's like, well, why aren't we giving up that many then if it's that easy to hit them in Lindsey Nelson Stadium? It's like, if our pitchers can pitch there, then it's obviously, you know, like maybe we're just a good team all around.
Well, Callum tweeted yesterday a picture of us blasting one out of Texas A&M Stadium, which is similar to TD Ameritrade, according to him.
Well, I'm obviously a bandwagoner, so I didn't start watching these guys till last couple of months. But it seems to me like they're playing better baseball now than they've played all year, and it's just like in basketball or any other sport, you get hot at the right time, which this team seems to be doing. I mean, is Tennessee the odds-on favorite, maybe us in Texas? Because if I'm playing a team right now in Omaha, Tennessee's a team I don't want to play.
No, it's Vanderbilt and then Tennessee, Texas, or Texas, Tennessee, depending on what line or stuff you looked at. I think actually, I mean, I think if they power, like usually they have, the gamblers have these like formulas where they power rank the teams, then they plug that into the matchups they have. I think really it's Vanderbilt has the most talent and is playing well, and then you've got Tennessee and Texas that are, I bet if you could see the gamblers' rankings, are a dead heat. But Tennessee's actually become is getting better odds now because their first round matchup's just slightly easier. But then those teams still got to play each other, so that's even. So, I mean, our side of the bracket, it's us, Texas about even. Mississippi State is next, and then Virginia is obviously, you know, kind of
the
Cinderella.
We had the toughest regionals, so I'm kind of glad we got the easier side of that bracket.
Oh, no kidding, yeah.
So, you guys said a second ago that they set that contract up for him after this COVID relief, and the only stipulation that he could get a bonus was if he won a national championship, not if he got to the World Series?
Correct.
God, man, Tennessee. How dumb is that? It's like making the Final Four. You're going to tell a basketball coach if you make the Final Four, you don't get a bonus?
As we paid Kevin Steele.
No, God. Oh, God. I mean, yeah, someone brought this up earlier.
Making the playoff in football.
Yeah. I mean, the good news is, like, he's due a contract, you know, raise an extension. Like, hopefully we can kind of build that into the new contract, even though it won't technically be a bonus. I mean, if he goes from, you know, base pay of $300,000 to $1 million, it's like, well, who cares about the bonuses that I missed? I just got, you know, a 200% raise.
Well,
and they better do that. Like they better do whatever it takes.
Yeah, they absolutely better. I think it's kind of comical that Peyton Manning just kind of pops in when you got a winning program. I ain't seen him in the last 4 years of football. God. Tell me when you saw Peyton.
Throughout the first pitch at the Arkansas game.
Yeah, he was at the Georgia State game. We lost it.
No, baseball. Oh, he was. Okay, it was the Georgia State game. Yeah, that's a good reference.
Oh, no, if you mean baseball, no, yeah, he hasn't been around.
No, yeah, I mean, he tried to come around. He tried to come around when we had a big series, and then when the days he was here,
well, apparently he had been talking to Tony and said, like, hey, I'd really like to come in for a game, a series, or something like that, and it finally just kind of worked out. It just so happened to be the biggest series of the year at the time.
Well, my theory – I had two theories, and Peyton's kind of blown one of them out of the water, so it's not true. I had this Peyton Manning theory on why our football team sucks and why sports, if he touches something, that's not that great. But he's obviously, you know, he's been involved with baseball and we're going to the World Series, so that's not it. So now my football theory that, you know, Bob Kessling is the issue, and that's what it is. That's the curse. So
he's
Bob
one, huh?
Kessling took over, and we haven't won a championship since Bob Kessling started speaking.
You're not wrong.
It's been downhill since. I mean, Bob Kessling is the issue, guys. He's the only thing that's been consistent over there for 21 years.
You're actually,
is it the curse of Bob Kessling, guys? I'm telling you, it's
I feel Bob's a nice guy. I feel bad thinking he's, you know, cursed. I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm not saying you're right. I just say, like, Bob, he doesn't deserve that.
Wasn't Gabriel a pretty good guy up in heaven before?
Okay. Yeah. You know. Yeah, it's fine. It's fair. Yeah.
Go Vols.
GBO. Thanks, man. Appreciate the phone.
Thanks for the call.
It is weird to go back and listen to Kessling when he first got the job and how excited he was and energetic. And now he's just like, what a turn of events. That was wild. Now we lost Priest.
I'm over here trying to plan my trip to Omaha.
You're not going to Omaha.
No, I just clicked on the plan your trip, and all it did was take me to the Omaha, like, visit Omaha page. I was like, this doesn't help.
Oh.
I thought you were going right. to give me, like, sell me a big package here.
If you'd listened to the show yesterday, you'd know all about what to do in Omaha.
He can go ride the chairlift at the zoo over the rhinoceros exhibit.
I heard that's a nice zoo.
It's very
It's like
nice.
A top five.
Yeah.
In the country. Yeah, I was looking at some rankings. One of them had it number one. The largest indoor desert, the largest indoor rainforest, and the largest geodesic dome.
Mm.
It looks like a real hobnob of a time if you can get into that zoo. Of all the places.
Yeah.
Star of the show, still the chairlift for the rhinos.
How did you feel about that, Nate? Chairlift over the rhinos.
What could go wrong?
Hickman said, the first thing I thought of was a kid falling in there and getting gored by the rhino.
If it survives the fall. Which it's
yeah, how far
fall.
Is the fall?
About 25 feet.
Yeah, 25, 30 feet. Like a toddler's dead.
Like, what are you, right? like, what are you doing? Like, what are you saying? Like,
which might be the best case scenario there.
Are rhinos, like, mean? Or do they
no,
just,
they're just
do
huge.
They just, well, they just kind of stand there and look
I
at
I think
you
they're like a horse.
In.
But if you, you know, if you... threaten it. They do have that
just
horn.
Fell in the middle
I don't
of the
think
exhibit.
Rhinos have fully recognized their potential yet.
Still developing.
Yes.
Okay.
It's game over when they do.
They're very strong, though. Like, they have to be the closest thing we have to a dinosaur. Like, that is a triceratops that became a mammal.
Mm.
Right?
Yeah. Dude, you can get first row seats for Tennessee's game on Sunday for...
like, $38?
Oh, no, those are not the first row ones. Mm. But yeah, you can get standard tickets, $28.
The problem is just getting to Omaha.
Yeah, well, and then staying there.
Right.
Like, especially with days in between. Like,
yeah,
like
in between
like
games.
You guys weren't wrong for looking for things to do. I mean, there's...
Well, so far we have... Is it just the zoo? What was the other thing? Some museum, you said, I think. Is that right?
No, I didn't say a museum. I was just saying that the Reuben sandwich was invented
That's
there.
Right. They invented the Reuben sandwich, so they claim. And they have a nice zoo. And today in the depot, we'll get the next best thing to do in Omaha.
All right.
It's actually
a lot of people making the trip.
Drop, too.
Have you already looked it up?
Going from the zoo, yeah.
So it's like a top zoo
I'm
in the country?
I'm tying it into Lenoir City in Knoxville.
Tease okay, for you. Yeah, there's a big... Look at this radio professional just teasing. An hour down the road, and he's already got the tease planted. 13 hours, Nate. That's all it is. Just a hop, skip, and a jump over there.
Man.
You can fly into Omaha from Nashville for like $250. Round trip. Stay there a week.
Did you guys see the Greyhound bus?
Did you price the Greyhound bus?
You
probably did, didn't you?
I don't know the price, but it's only 32 hours from Nashville.
From Nashville?
32 hours?
Yes, 32 hours on a Greyhound bus out of Nashville.
32 hours.
Yeah, 32 hours. Not that bad, really.
For what should be a 10-hour trip? What are they doing?
Like
they just
lots of stops.
But where?
probably stop in St.
Louis.
Kansas City, maybe. Memphis.
Memphis, you can go that way. You
College
go,
Basketball Hall of Fame's in Kansas City.
That'd be okay. Did you price Greyhound from here, or do you just have to take a little over to Nashville?
You gotta go to Nashville.
You have to. That's the thing.
Well, that's what everybody was saying. I'm sure you could get one here.
Man, you thought that trip to Atlanta and Charlotte was tough? I mean, like 3 or 4 hours there and back. Okay, I can take a little nap. It's not going to be 32 hours.
No, what would really suck is after you drive down 32 hours, you hang out in Omaha a couple of days, 32 hours back, you arrive in Nashville, and then you have to drive 3 hours to Knoxville.
No. I couldn't do that.
Yeah, my big dilemma would just be, like, when do I want to go? When do I want to come back? I mean, you can't go for, a week and a half.
Well, that's the thing about the championship series. Even that's tough because it's a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. I mean, you can fly into Omaha on Sunday.
You got to be, retired with an RV to go to this thing.
The only people I've talked to who have been to Omaha were, in fact, retired with an RV.
Mm-hmm.
Nate might go. He's got no trouble missing work.
Easy now, buddy. I might just be sick for a week and a half. That might happen.
Oh, we could take this show on the road, Big Daddy. Let's do it.
I thought about that, actually.
It wouldn't be that difficult to do. I mean, we just have to have somebody here. We Skype in.
Mm-hmm.
Although, is it Central Time, Dave?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's not too bad. It's an hour. So the show starts at 6 for us. We're done by 9. Take a little cat nap. Hop over to the stadium for the 1 o'clock game or the noon game.
Then go tour Omaha.
Then we go to the zoo. Take me to the zoo. I won't tell the kids.
What's the hotel situation like?
Oh, they got a bunch of them.
And you know they're empty because it's Omaha. This is the one week.
Nate, we like to camp.
This is a weekend.
Hey, we like to camp.
They're going to gouge on the price.
Just sleep outside.
Davey, find us a good campground in Omaha.
But if we have a tent, it's just wherever we are. It's like, oh, boop, okay. There you go. Nice. We're in a Walmart parking lot. Boom, tent. Set up a little fan, 2 fans. You have your tent, I have mine. We're just hanging out.
Did not realize how much further north that is than Knoxville.
What, Omaha?
Yeah, my head is just kind of straight sideways, but it's way up above Kansas City. Thank God you don't have to go into Nebraska.
High on Sunday is 93 degrees.
Yeah, about that. Not sure about that tent camping.
But the low is 62.
Okay. All right.
I mean, that's not bad. That's if it cools bad. Off quick, you know, you're sitting pretty. Mm.
Yeah, weather won't be an issue this weekend, so we got that going for us.
So, thank goodness. We'll come back. Final segment, hour one next.
Troy Green.
Final segment, hour number one.
You know, Nate, we do have a connection in Nebraska.
Do we?
Yeah.
Mm.
It's Lincoln, though. How far is Lincoln's an hour from Omaha?
It's past Omaha. We're going to drive past Omaha to stay and then come back
for
the games?
Depends on what the nightly rate goes. Oof. In Lincoln.
Right down I-80 there.
It's only 56.1 miles.
Yeah, it's nothing, man. It's okay. And it's Nebraska. You probably go 100 on the interstate, and they're just like, all right, keep it moving.
A Greyhound bus from Lincoln to Omaha's $19.
What are you with the Greyhound?
How long does it take? Like 5 hours, according to their math?
Let's see here.
Is that a straight shot, at least? Can we please get a straight shot from Omaha to Lincoln?
They got free Wi-Fi on board.
Oh, my gosh. Only $19?
All customers.
If it's $19, is it really free Wi-Fi? You just don't have to pay extra for it. They already worked that into the ticket.
Mm.
That's not bad. Oh, wow.
Let's get to the phone lines.
It leaves at 4:30 in the morning.
Perfect.
Now you get a full day. Love it.
Who's up first, Davey?
Mitchell.
Mitchell!
See? Oh, the Nebraska connection coming through.
Tell us about it, Mitchell. You're on 3 and Out.
Morning, guys.
Morning, bud.
Yeah, so decided to make the long mile-and-a-half trek to TD Ameritrade Park for the game Sunday.
Wait, you live a mile and a half from TD Ameritrade?
Yeah, I live in downtown Omaha.
For some reason, I thought it was Lincoln. So you're, like, right there.
Yeah.
What's your couch situation?
Yeah, what's
like?
Your backyard? We got some tents.
I got an air mattress. You got an outlet I can plug that bad boy up?
Sure.
You heard it.
All right, place to stay.
There you go.
It's all coming together. Pepper starting to come together.
Yeah, I just take one of those Lime scooters.
Oh, nice.
The stadium. Try to avoid parking.
What's the ticket situation going to be like?
Well, I know on Ticketmaster, well, I told Houston yesterday, they do it a little different this year where they're trying to avoid big lines outside the stadium for the general admission in the outfield. So they just made it assigned seating this year. So they're upcharging a little bit, but
yeah, because it was 28 bucks and now it's 38 or something like that. Or was, no, you said it was 15 when it was unassigned seating.
Well, the way they did it was you bought a booklet of 10 tickets and it was 100 bucks for the entire booklet. So it ended up being like $10 a ticket. But you had to wait outside the stadium for a couple of hours to get in. So they wanted to avoid that this year.
Good on them.
Hey, hold on 1 second.
All right, holding on. Did we just get put on hold? No, you're fine. Just kidding.
My headphones died.
Oh, no. Tragedy. Over. So, tragedy.
Put some speaker. But, yeah, the zoo actually is really good.
Yeah, yesterday we tried to dunk on it because visitomaha.com was like, awesome zoo, check it out. And so I was like, I'll check the national zoo ranking. It was top 10 everywhere, Nate.
It's massive. And, yeah, I actually went to a wedding at the zoo like 2-3 weeks ago.
Wow. So you could give us a tour of the zoo.
It'd take a few hours, but yeah.
Is that a compliment of how good the zoo is or how bad the rest of Omaha is?
I mean, I don't know.
Would you say you are a fan of Omaha, Nebraska?
It's better than what I was expecting when I moved here.
Okay. Okay. Exceeded expectations. We like that.
It's better in the summer than in the winter. I mean, it's so extreme. Like, I think this Thursday, the high is like 106. And then
yeah, 107 winter, is what I'm reading here.
Yeah, in the winter it gets to like negative 20, negative 30.
That's a big old swing.
Yeah.
I mean, that's crazy.
But for anyone coming out, hotel prices are kind of extreme.
Yeah, I'm not
right
surprised.
Now, I've been suggested when I've talked to people, I've been telling them to stay in Council Bluffs, Iowa, which is part of the metro, just right on the other side of the river. There's four casinos over there, so there's a ton of hotels on the other side of the river.
Davey's ears just perked up.
The casino.
He heard casino, and it was like, yeah. Whoa, baby.
And then there's a pedestrian bridge going over the Missouri River that spits out right by the stadium.
Hmm. Can you ride your scooter on that bridge?
Probably. I think bikes go on it, so I imagine you could.
Now we're talking.
As far as the Reuben, yes, it's they claim it, so I'm not going to argue with them. We have a Reuben Fest in the fall, which is pretty cool, where all the restaurants just have Reuben themed everything, which is cool. All
right.
But yeah, I'll be there at the game Sunday. I'm about 20 rows up behind home plate.
Oh, you dog. Good for you. Well, I'll be in touch in case Nate and I need a backyard or a couch or something.
Sure, yeah. And if anyone making the trek out here needs any recommendations or suggestions on places to eat or anything, I'll be happy to help.
That's Mitchell, man of the people from Omaha, Nebraska. Appreciate the phone call, buddy.
Yeah, have a good one.
Look at that. Look at that. Just got us a place to stay.
There you go.
And a tour guide. We could probably get a sponsor to be like, yeah, I'll buy you guys some flights.
Yeah. Send him a Geek Tyson guy. Give him a call.
You do?
You do.
I do?
I'll remind you later.
I do. Huh. All right. Sending out an email. Talk amongst yourselves.
No, it looks like there's no tickets, like face value tickets per se for the championship series, but they're still not. They're on the verified resale portion of the site, I guess, for Ticketmaster. And the cheapest ones are still $34.
That's pretty good.
So I would imagine, I mean, just the size of the ballpark and the fact that, as we mentioned, it's kind of tough to just take a week and a half off.
Eh.
If you can't
get still do the show, we're not really gonna be off.
If you can't get to Omaha, then I'm just talking about for other people. If you can't get to Omaha, I don't think the tickets will be your problem. I think it's the travel arrangements, place to stay, how long you gotta be away from work. But Tony V, he's put the call out.
He has
said that teams that do well there have a lot of fans. So
basically, if we stink, it's the fans' fault. Love it. That's what I heard.
I'm not putting that on Tony.
No, I'm just kidding. Say that. I wouldn't do that.
We'll get back to the phone lines and kick off hour two next. Hang tight. It's 3 and Out.